The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Be'ya Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph says, Ein Meitzin Es Ha'or, one may not light a fire, Lo Mino Eitzim, Ve Lo Mino Avonim, not from wood, not from stone, by rubbing them together, Ve Lo Mino Ofer, not from the earth. The Mishnah says, not even from Mayim, putting water in a glass and putting it in the hot sun, Rashi explains. Anything to create a fire on Yom Tov would be Yosur. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Mishum demoilad, because one is creating something new. The Bar Tanura, the Rav, the Mishnah over here also explains, Mishum demoilad, v'domi l'malacha. Shebeirei ha'ish hazeh b'yamtif. It is considered like a malacha, it is similar to a malacha, by one is creating and fire on yamtif. From the Rav, from Rashi, is mashma, that this isur is an isur d'rabbanon. So to Rashi before, in Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, where the Gemara talks about the isur of putting a reach toiv, putting a smell into a keli or into a beged, to have a nice aroma, Rashi says the kamaylad reicha shenichnas becheres, the aroma goes into the keli shloihoya by reach, did not have a smell beforehand. Va'osamid rabbanan, Rashi says shamaylad davar chadosh karavu loisem lacha chadosha. This resembles a malacha. This is how Rashi and the Rav learn our Mishnah. The Rambam, it says there's a difficulty understanding the Rambam Shita here in lighting a fire in Yom Tov. The Rambam in Perek Dalad, Hilchos Yom Tov Halacha Aleph, writes, Ein Meitzin Es Ha'esh, one may not bring out a fire, Lo Mino Eitzim, Lo Mino Avonim, Lo Mino Matchos, not from metal. The Rambam goes on to enumerate different ways of lighting a fire, and he concludes, Kol Zeh, all of this, Uchiyotzevoy, or similar, Osir B'yamtif. Shalai Hutter B'yamtif, Alalahavir Me'esh Metsuya. It is only permissible to light a fire from an existing fire. Avalahansi Eish, but to bring out anew, to produce and create a fire anew, that is Osir. Shaharei Efshalahansi Eisa Miboerev. The Rambam concludes the reason is because it would have been possible to light this fire from before Yomtif. The Ravid of Fanar, the Ravid right away asks, why give a new reason, Rambam? The Yomer, why not say Mneshu Moilid, like the Gemara itself says, Vein Kanachono, it's not because you should have done it beforehand, it's because it's Moilid Vahu Tam Shemefarish the Gemara. It is clear the Magid Mishneh that he understands the Ravid's Hasoga. He understands the Ravid's Shita is that the Isser here is Moilid, which is an Isser of Muktzah. More like Noilod, which is then an Isser of Muktzah. Because this fire was not here beforehand, because there was no Hachona, to this fire, it becomes like a Be'eshenel to be Yomtif. It's like an egg that was laid on Yomtif, that is also Mishum Muktzah, because there was no Achana, it was not prepared beforehand. So too, an Eish, a new fire on Yomtif, that did not have Achana Be'eshenel, also would be Osir because of Muktzah. Not like Rashi, that the Isser is Drabbana, because it's similar to Malacha, but rather because of the Isser of Neilod and Muktzah. The Magid Mishneh, in answering the Ravid's Kash and the Rambam, says you can't compare lighting a fire anew to a Be'ah Shenol to be Yom Tov. A Be'ah Shenol to be Yom Tov is an Isra Achila. You can't eat that Be'ah. You want to eat the egg that was laid, and because it was just laid on Yom Tov, it is Neilad and it is Muktzah. By Sheenke. However, a fire which is created, even if it's lit on Yom Tov, can't be compared to a Be'ya, because it's not a Dovish HaLachila, says the Magid Mishneh. Rather, one just uses it in order to cook, in order to bake. It's more similar to creating a knife, creating a shvud, a spit, or a sack and a knife, which then one uses to be able to cook. It's Machshir Yechol Nefesh. Therefore, the Magid Mishneh says, that is the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that creating a fire is like Machshir Yechol Nefesh. It's creating something then to enable one to be able to prepare food on Yom Tov, and since it was possible to do this mi'bayd yom, like all machshirei yechol nefesh that was possible to do from before Yom Tov, there is no hetzer to do it on Yom Tov. So learns the Magid Mishnah in the Rambam. However, the Taz has a different understanding of the Rambam. The Taz in Er Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Yudalid Sivkorn Aleph asks on the Ravid. He asks on the Ravid and the Magid Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam that Hadlokos Eish, creating and lighting a new fire, is an Isser of Machshir Echel Nefesh. Is it because the Ran on Daf Yud Zayinam Abayz and the Daf Yarif, the Ran earlier says that anything that you are Nene from the Guf Hadover, that is considered Echel Nefesh, not Machshir Echel Nefesh, and for that reason the Ran says it's Mutter to light a fire Lechamim Gufay, because one is benefiting directly from the fire itself. And therefore the Taz learns in the Rambam that the only heter of Eichel Nefesh is to be mesakin something that already was existing in the world. One had food that was existing already from before Yom Tov, and one then just prepares it through bishul, through afiyah, through baking or cooking, then one prepares it to eat. But to be bury something yesh me'ayin, kaloshen ataz, to create something new, there is no heter even for Eichel Nefesh. And therefore, one is not allowed to create a new fire, because there's no heter, even if it would be Eichel Nefesh, there's no heter of creating something new for Eichel Nefesh, a Yesh Me'ayin. That is how the Taz is going to learn the Rambam's Pshita and the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Aflama Gimel on the Bay says the reason is Mishum Moilid. That was the Ravitz Kasha on the Rambam. Why did he veer off of the Gemara's reason? And indeed, according to the Taz, that is what the Gemara is saying. Mishum Moilid, in other words, one is creating something new, and that indeed is the Aser. That is the Iser. There is no heter, even for Echel Nefesh, if one is creating something new. However, the Taz explains, the Rambam had a kasha. If indeed one is not allowed to create something new and not allowed to light a fire, then how is one going to be able to cook and bake on Yom Tov? And that's certainly mutter because of Eichel Nefesh. To that, the Rambam answered, it's Efshir La'asoysoy Mibayidyayim. Since it was possible beforehand, that just proves and underscores the reason of why one is not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. It comes out, we have three different shitas in this Mishnah of why Ein Moitzien Esoesh, why one is not allowed to light a new fire on Yom Tov. According to Rashi and the Bar Tanura, it's an Isser de Rabbanu because it's similar to a Malacha. According to the Ravid, it's an Isser of Neulod and Muktzah. Once creates that fire, it's Muktzah. And according to the Rambam, we have two understandings. Like the Magna Mishnah, according to the Magna Mishnah, he understands the Rambam is a Isser de Rabbanu because since he could have done an Erev Yom Tov like any other Mashiv Yechel Nefesh, and this is the Haskamas Reiv HaPoiskim, the Magna Mishnah quotes the Rashba that understands like that. And according to the Taz, the Rambam actually understands that creating a fire, lighting a new fire in Yom Tov is an Issa Dairaisa. A nafkamina between the Magid Mishnah and the Taz's way of understanding the Rambam would be b'di'evad, after the fact, if one did light a fire on Yom Tov, is one allowed to use that fire for purposes of cooking? According to the Taz, if one lights a fire in Yom Tov, he has transgressed the Nisa Dairaisa, and is similar to the Maisa Shabbos that one would do on Shabbos, which we learned in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches and Elchah Shabbos, one is not allowed to be Nene from a Maisa Shabbos that he does. So to here, he would not be able to use this fire until after Yom Tov. As opposed to the Magid Mishnah, since this is only an Isser of because it's Machshir Echel Nefesh, b'di'evid, if one would do it, it will be mutter for him to benefit from this fire. Lehalacha, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Yudalid, Sifkon Dalid, and then again in the Bir Halacha, the Rimaskel Vein, Paskins like this Magid Mishnah and like the Rashba, the b'di'evid, Ova v'hoitzi, it's mutter l'shtamish b'hem. The Bir Halacha writes, I am a Mishnah Berurah le'inyan d'yeved. But the evidence, if someone did light a fire, the mutter l'shtamish b'en, it is mutter to use that fire. Kein mashma mi'arav amagin v'chein kosev haradvaz b'shem harashba v'chein iskimu achreinim the Bach, the Mogravrom, the Yirab and the Shar achreinim. All the loy ketash shemachim rebezeh. Not only is b'di'evad mutter to use that fire, but certainly if one did cook with that fire, it is going to be mutter to benefit from that food. Well, the inyan ikar ha'isr continues the bir halacha. Imu dairaisa and the rabbanon das hataz shu dairaisa. Like we mentioned before, the taz understands, in certainly in the sheet of the Rambam, and the taz goes like that la halacha, that the isr of lighting a new fire on yamta will be dairaisa. And continues the bir halacha midibrei harav from the bartanura mashma shu the rabbanon shekosev the dummy lemalacha. So the bir halacha does make mention of this taz, although from Reiv Achreinim it certainly seems that it's only near the Rabbanon. And b'diyeved, the bir halacha and Mishmura Paskin, that if one did light a fire, b'diyeved, he would be able to benefit from it. In the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Yud Gimel, Horetes, it's brought b'shem Agoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that this heter of the Magen Mishneh, which the Mishmura Paskin's like, could be only applicable by an actual fire. Because since after a fire is lit, the original fire that was lit is no longer here, and it's now on what he calls an Omer Cheney. The Machza Shekel says a svara like this. The Omer Rishon is gone, now it's an Omer Cheney, so that's not really considered like being benefit nening from a nene from a leches Shabbos, from a Maisa Shabbos. Mashenke, if one would turn on the lights in the house, if one would put on an electric appliance, if one would put on electric lights, that would be different. Because over there, even if you were going to say that it's only Asur Midrabbanan to put on electricity on Yom Tov, but here you don't have the heter of the Magen Mishneh. Here we don't have an Omer Rishon and Omer Sheni. What was done is still in place. The turning on the light, the putting up of the switch, what was done is still in place, and that would be considered Minene from a Maisa Shabbos. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, and here according to the Taz, we know there's an Issa Dairaisa, and as a matter of fact, the Meiri on Daf Lamed Gimel seems to say like this Shita as well. Im Kain, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, if someone was mafrish trumas from Isra and Yamdiv, the Rambam says clearly it would be also to benefit from that food, those payers, until Matzei Shabbos. So too here, if one would turn on the lights on Yamdiv, it will be considered being nene from this malacha, from this maisa of Yamdiv, and it will be yosser. Even though the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Siman Tov Kuf Beis, in Siman Tov Kuf Gimel, that on Yamdiv, like Gozra Chachamim and Malachas Yamdiv, to be yosser, to be nene, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman understands that's only by an Issa de Rabbanon. So therefore, even though the Mishneh Berurah paskins b'diyeved, one would be able to benefit from a fire that was put on. However, when it comes to electricity, there Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that would be different, and if one would put it on, even with the Yeved, he would not be able to be nana from it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.